near the university's State College campus, Jean Gross's death and accident. But her mom tells News 4's Checkie Beckford.
Abundance. It just feels just the love, the love.
She fell 11 stories down a trash chute in her off-campus building.
Totally more that they could do in this.
She is kind-hearted and bubbly.
Her devastated mother.
We're eager. I'm eager to get the answers.
In Summit,
several stories through a trash chute. Tonight, as family
duty, they did everything that they needed to do, but they're living.
While they hope to get those answers tonight.
Being here at the football field, where she was the varsity leader, is overwhelming.
They're coping with the loss of this.
For granted, because you may see them one day and they may be gone the next.
Stop it.
Welcome back to another episode of Bros and Murder. And in this week's interlude, I'm going to end off Gobble Gobble Colonizer Month with a case that has a lot of conspiracy surrounding it, and I want to talk about it. Now, this case is somewhat local to me and happened earlier this year, and it's still kind of going on with the family and friends of the victim advocating for a further investigation. So here's everything you need to know about the Justine Gross case. Justine Gross, 19, of Selma, New Jersey, was discovered dead when a trash hauler emptied its load into a Pennsylvania landfill, according to her mother. The bereaved mother claimed that Justine's roommates informed her that her daughter had met a young man 2 days prior to her being found, who gave her a quote-unquote smoke before the fatal fall. Gross ended up plunging from the chute into a dumpster where she lived in the Beaver Terrace Apartments, which is about a block away from her campus. Justine Gross apparently smoked with a student on the 7th floor before descending the trash chute from the top floor. Now, Justine was seen leaving the apartment of a man on the 7th floor who is believed to be a student and was walking unevenly. The man, believed to be a student on the building's 7th floor, told Justine's mother that her daughter ran to the top floor and jumped into the chute after taking an unspecified drug. Her mother believes that her daughter would not willingly walk into a trash chute and said, quote unquote, he said she had a really bad reaction, a panic or whatever, and he was trying to take her back to her 10th floor apartment. So Justine is seen leaving her 10th floor apartment and walking to meet the man on the 7th floor, where she later walks, you know, unevenly or unsteadily. Her mother says that that's not her. And responding to the CCTV footage, she says,
she would never do something like that, go down a trash chute. They want me to believe that she entered the trash chute on her own. I don't.
Now, her mother believes that she was being pursued when she entered the trash chute, mistaking it for a staircase. Around the time of her death, she did send out a Snapchat message saying that something happened. The college's spokesperson after the death said that we are all heartbroken for Justine Gross's family and friends, and we extend our condolences to everyone who knew and loved her, which, you know, doesn't really do much when it comes to the death of someone's child. Now, Gross's mother believes her daughter's death was not an accident and that she was chased into the trash chute, most likely by the person who gave her the drugs. That, I don't know. I don't know. Hundreds signed an online petition urging for the local police to renew the probe and continue the investigation. Some of Gross's family members have challenged the investigation's finding, claiming in a plea that the investigators relied on a spotty video evidence and did not thoroughly interrogate the last individual who saw her alive, being the man who gave her the unspecified drug, most likely weed if we're being honest. According to authorities, neither the police department nor the county's coroner's office obtained proof suggesting Gross's death was in a quote-unquote criminal in character. Her death was judged to be an accident. According to authorities, an autopsy result revealed that there was THC, you know, the chemical of marijuana that makes you high, and an elevated quantity of alcohol in Gross's liver tissue at the time of her death. Gross's mother still says the evaluation did not look for proof of sexual misconduct. There are a lot of people online and in that immediate community who are still advocating for Justine, which I don't blame them. Death is hard, especially when the person who died does something out of character, like take explicit drugs or drink a bunch. As much as I say a cob, this seems like it might be an accident. I kind of can see, you know, someone drinks a lot, smokes a lot of weed. They might mistake a trash chute for a stairwell. Like her mom said, she might have mistaken the trash chute for a stairwell running away from somebody. I do know from just internet stuff around the community that the person being blamed for the murder has gotten harassed a lot. And it's messy. So I want to know your opinion about this. Do you think Justine was murdered, or do you feel as though the evidence kind of lines up to a tragic accident? So yeah, let me know. That's the end of this interlude. Thanks for listening. Always, we appreciate you. I hope you got thick ass thighs over the break because you stuffed your face with turkey. Enjoy the music. Follow us on all the social medias. You know what it is. It helps us a lot. Your engagement helps us a lot, and we appreciate it, especially on our Instagram, where I post about 2 or 3 mini cases that are happening in the news a week. But yeah, if you want to see more true crime, go over to the Instagram or check out our Patreon if you want to support the show. Enjoy the music, and I'll see you next time. Kisses from the homie.
Time now for your latest weather forecast.
Faking it just like this.